Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think at times tires of the jokes and the wit and the personality, because she's had it all the time for 30 years now almost.
Right. But isn't that a compliment to you that you're so witty that she's just over it?
No. The compliment is that she married me the first time. Pure laziness.
Maddie, did you feel lazy? did you feel lazy yesterday?
No, yesterday I would have loved to have come in, but I was not able to, but that's okay.
Yeah, because you missed your flight.
But my flight was canceled.
Your flight was canceled and you drove from Florida, right?
From Florida to Washington, D.C., yes.
Did you do any wheel time or is it mostly the mayor?
The mayor.
No, the mayor didn't do any wheel. We don't like the mayor driving.
Hey, Carla. Come here. I heard what?
Oh, this will be
come
good.
Come here. Come here and bring a chair.
Right. I don't want any part of this conversation.
That's going to really make people... Can you say that to our listeners on camera so I have a record? Why not? That's going to make me paranoid all day.
Did you ever think that Mike would have a body like that?
That is weird.
It's not weird. I'm feeling insecure. And now I want validation in my public forum.
Mike, more rejection. More rejection.
This is more rejection.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Work it, baby. Work it. Yeah, baby.
I'm trying to do the shoulders, even though I've got a split-second delay.
Yes.
So, you know. that was late, right?
Yeah.
That was late?
Yeah.
Let me see if I match it up.
You got it.
I got it on that one. You have no idea how early I have to do it. Here we go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara
Show. You
got to
beat like a cop.
We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Deer Park, Washington, Columbia, Missouri, Fishers, Indiana, Stratton, Vermont, cool place, Beatrice, Nebraska, and Darkan, Mongolia.
Wow. Somebody was listening to this show in Mongolia. I'm guessing dial-up.
Welcome to the show today. Before we get started with our sex lives,
yes,
which we teased yesterday, we'll start with Oscar, because he brought it to the table. I have to tell you that this morning I received a notice on my computer that said my storage was over 90%.
Oh,
and brutal. So I said, well, you know what I haven't done ever? I have not deleted the hundreds of thousands of emails. And I began the process, and it took a little while, but I deleted all of my emails, all of them. And then I looked, and I still had 90% cloud storage.
Email is mostly text. That doesn't take up a lot of room.
No, you got to get rid of your videos.
And songs, sometimes songs, movies.
Videos, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a pain in the ass. I don't want to pay another monthly charge to have more storage.
Well, it depends on how much you value your time, Mike. The $2 that you pay a month to the iCloud or whatever it may be, less than 10, probably less than 5, compared to the toil that you went through just looking at your emails for no reason. That's a waste of time.
And think of all the memories you've lost.
Yeah.
What, with the emails?
Yes, electronic mails.
No, I mean, my emails, the only emails that I save that I refer back to usually involve you, Rob, because I will, you will have sent me something and I go back and that's why I kind of erased what you had sent me today and then I didn't have it because I deleted it, so I needed it back. Anyway, just thought, and it was quite a process. Yes, Oscar.
Pro tip, just pay it. Otherwise, you're always going to be like, oh, when am I going to do this? Who has the time?
To delete stuff.
Yes.
What would be the fastest way and the most efficient way to get down to, say, 40%?
Is your laptop?
Yeah?
Yeah, just delete all your videos that are on your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And from your iCloud. That's something we can talk about offline.
All right, very good.
Listeners.
Very good. Yes. I look forward to that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar said the other day that he was standing on the Peloton in his domicile,
riding.
Shirtless, and riding on it. Yes, right. It's a bicycle.
Ride it.
It's not an elliptical. It's a bicycle.
It's not a stair climber. No.
It's not a stair climber. What's the last piece of exercise equipment you used, Mr. Spiewak?
I couldn't even tell you. I imagine I got on a treadmill back when Barack Obama was our president.
You did treadmill.
Yeah.
I thought you were an elliptical guy.
I did both. I did treadmill and elliptical. Elliptical was probably the last time I was at it was probably elliptical,
like a decade ago. No, 8 years ago.
The elliptical was brand new technology then.
Went to a party with a guy over the weekend that was telling me that there is a resistance band set of exercises now and a little platform, kind of a balance thing for golf that is actually a workout. And
you
can take it to the range with you. Now, you'd look a little foolish up there, but it intrigues me. And really
you
didn't get
do at
into
home, unless you're really in shape.
I would think so, but I mean, it's I can hit 300 golf balls a day, but I don't particularly like getting on a treadmill or an elliptical. Mm-hmm. Don't mind riding the bike, but it's not a thrill. And hate hoofing it. And by the way, there's a lot of school of thought that says if you exercise, you're better to do a little short burst of resistance, kind of sit up, jumping jack, star crunches, things like that, as opposed to hours and hours of walking around or riding a bike around. That's
just
what I've heard.
Thinking outside the box here, what if you got a treadmill and took it to the golf course, but installed it upside down and you could ride it like a tank tread while you were golfing instead of a golf cart?
So anyway, moving right along, Oscar was on the Peloton, and how you doing? All right, that's great, Rob. Thank you for that.
I just had the vision of you riding an upside-down treadmill.
So the question we posed yesterday was, I said, this is the first moment at 43, 4 years into my marriage. I think we've been married roughly. We've been together for almost 10, if not 10, that I felt like my wife was just not into me anymore. Like, you know when your wife is into you, just like your wife knows that you're into her sexually. And it was painful to encounter, yet completely surprising to me. And that's probably because of the false confidence I walk around and stomp around in. But my wife said these words to me as I'm on the Peloton. By the way, hashtag TMOS. I saw a thread on the TMOS fan club that they're starting that. I'm in. We can ride together.
Oh, great.
All right. Good.
So
good.
My wife walks in. So there's a police.
Yes.
As I've trapped her in my house after what she told me.
Miss Harris is out on the road.
She said,
That is vice president.
That's the vice president.
Is that Kamala?
Yes. Yep.
Hi, Madam Vice President.
You can't look out the window, can you, and see whether it's
love
her or not?
Love to have. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely her, Mike. Definitely.
Yeah, really?
Definitely. Getting a thumbs up from Pony over here.
Pony, is it a motorcade?
Going right outside of Good Guys.
Yes, there is.
Good. Sidebar from Good
Guys.
Yes,
there is.
I voted for her.
Would it be illegal?
Listen to that. Hold on. Listen. See, turn the microphones up. Let's listen to the motorcade.
Yeah, that is some power.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
She's going to work.
Yep.
She's going to work.
That's
hopefully they redesigned
awesome.
Her place. Remember, she was living at her old place before she could move into the new place.
That's cool. That's right. Yeah. Has she moved into the Naval Observatory now?
That is a move-in. That's the first time we've heard that in, like, I would say, since the administration started, that we've heard it out of that side door.
That's so cool, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Pony, you looked out the window?
Yes, I did, and I saw a motorcade going by.
Yeah.
That is, and coming down
he
that alley.
He paints a picture, doesn't he?
They come right out of the alley. Yeah,
Pony, can
guys.
You just have a pulse and use a little, give me a little more. So did it strike you that what you were looking at may have been the vice president going to work?
I see this all the time.
I don't. And our listeners don't, dullard.
Let's cut his mic.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Can you imagine if they went to Kelly O'Donnell at the White House and she just went like, same as always.
Looks like a motorcade to me.
Same as always. President spoke. Back to you.
Don't know if it's from Embassy Row.
All right. Thanks, Ollie. All right. Very good. We appreciate the update.
I could get her if you wanted her.
That's right. Now you're there and I'm here and I see it all the time, Jim. So anyhow, all right. So we're talking about wives. We're talking about the...
She says to me this, and I'm there shirtless. Just took a two-hour hike with my wife. I'm like, I'm going to show her. You're feeling great. You're going to get back on that horse. Loses COVID weight. And she walks by and she looks at me. And then she looks away like she wasn't looking at me because I caught her looking at me. And I was like, hey, what's up? She goes, I said, what's going on? So I stopped pedaling because you're in the middle of a class.
Right.
And I take my earbuds out and I'm like, what's up? She said, no, I don't want to. No, it's going to hurt your feelings. And I said, well, now you got to hurt my feelings.
Oh, my just God. Yeah, she shouldn't have said that.
Because she's a terrible liar. She can't squirm
right.
away out of
that's
anything.
Good,
she
said, yeah. It's good that she's a terrible liar.
She says, I just never thought your stomach would look like that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No, that is. Oh, God. Wait a minute. I need music. Where's my thing, for God's sake? You need the sad sound right there.
Wow. And I said, like what? And she said, you know, not tight.
Oh. And so she was being serious.
Oh, yeah, she was being serious. And what you don't know, Mike, and I don't know if you guys deal with this, I know I've been a little, like, not tight. So I've been not necessarily getting, like, naked all the time in front of her. Like, I've been modest about the way I get dressed and this and that. Like,
right,
I know what's going on, right? But I was feeling great, so I took my shirt off and I was working out. And then she dropped that bomb on me, which really
squeezing the Jack Vale pooter.
that really got deep inside my
psyche,
where I was like, oh, I better start pedaling harder. Because wow. She's right. Look,
was she trying to motivate you? Do you think?
Oh no, this was like she was caught.
No, by the
she
way,
was caught in disgust.
Yeah, the reason that I think because. Wow. When you caught her looking at you,
yes,
that's an awkward thing anyway.
I was in my zone. I'm looking at the screen. I'm riding.
And when you halfway notice, like in your periphery, that she looked at you, were you kind of flattered for a sec?
No, I was. You know when you're being judged or you're being checked out?
Right, right.
Being judged.
Okay. But you thought maybe she was looking at you like, hey, how about it? No?
Maybe for a fleeting second?
Mike, have you ever been in a club and you're like, oh, man, that girl's locking eyes with me. And you realize, oh, no, she's not looking at me. She's looking at the guy behind me. Like it's,
yeah, or the waiter.
Yeah,
or bringing her a, you know, Sex on the Beach or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm fine with this, but I had to share with you all because there's nothing more motivating for me than when someone almost questions, like, what's going on, right?
Right.
I want to – and she's not questioning that I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to do that. But it's the first time I ever have felt that way, which is, you know, it's probably for everybody listening right now, it's due time because I've been beating that drum about keeping it tight.
Right.
To
right.
everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've always been, since I've known you, you've always been involved with a little, whether we talked about soccer yesterday, yes. it was soccer yes. on the weekend,
in my
running
life.
Around,
yep.
he riding the bicycle yep. up the hill on yep. Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Wisconsin yes. Avenue, you know, doing that. And so you've done that for a very, very long time,
yeah.
and it begs a bigger question. It
takes a pandemic.
Do you feel – so she made that comment about you.
Yes.
Does it coincide with – how do I put this delicately? You were alluding yesterday to a lack of interest on her
part. Oh, yeah.
Part.
So I make a lot things, of jokes. I make a lot of jokes about paying your taxes, right?
Right. Libido.
Especially right. when you're married.
Libido.
Now, I would have loved to pay my taxes on time this year, but apparently the federal government and my wife said we're going to push that back.
So she's not really that interested anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be stress on her part or this.
Well, there's an overwhelming anxiety across the world.
Or the quote was, I just never thought your stomach would look like that.
Well, can I weigh in here to a certain
please.
Degree?
Please.
Because,
no pun intended.
How do I put this? I believe that both my wife and I have never been what I would describe as rabbit-like.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very attracted to her. I think she's yes. one of the most beautiful women in the world. Men still ogle her. I have to be honest with you. When we're out yeah. in public, it just happens all the time.
Our listeners do. They hit on her online.
Yes.
Yeah, you seem like
Carla.
A chill, a really yeah. chill vibe.
Exactly. I have a beautiful city out west. River runs through it. So I'm looking forward to going out there, and I hope we can do a meet and greet. I'm looking forward to getting it all. How do I put this? So I believe that of late, you know, the whole keep it tight thing is never part of my world.
Yes.
You go back and look at my wedding pictures. Yes. I'm Dom DeLuise. You know, I mean, that's it. I've been fat forever.
No.
I've been fat. I have never been thin. I was probably with our relationship at my lowest when I met her the first time. That was my lowest was I'm a fat guy.
Yeah.
I'm
with you.
In
fairness, you're also famous.
But it doesn't matter. But I'm just talking specifically about we got by very well, and my level of libido is very. I think we might feel the same way, Oscar. Where it's just not. You know, you hear guys. Look, I don't know whether it's true or not, but you hear men and women who will say, "Oh my God, we're just constant." All the time. You hear that, right? And usually they like to talk about it a lot.
Don't you feel when they talk about it, it's there's something at play, though?
I do.
I think it's a little untoward to go on and on like that.
I believe, and sometimes it's like the opposite of he doth protest too much, where they're bragging so much that maybe it's not like that at all.
I believe people have like really like high libidos and some of them don't.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think there are people that do that. But I just
nothing wrong.
It's this. So I'm not in that category. However, I do have a bit of interest, even at my advanced age. And I think regarding the age difference, the level of fitness that she has compared to the level of fitness I have, I think it might be. I'm sad to say this, but it might be that the chickens have come home to roost.
No,
I believe that,
She's a working woman now. She's busy.
She's busy, but it's just, it's been a very long time since I have been, and, you know, you might say I talk about it too much to her lately. And sometimes actions speak louder than words.
That'll put another lock on the door.
As far as just asking and talking about it, you get to a point where you're not, how do I say this? You can tell I'm uncomfortable with this. That I don't, engage that way because I fear that it'll
rejection.
Be more rejection.
Oh, the rejection is the worst thing. I've often talked about with electronics, it's very important for hardware to match the software. And like, for example, a record sounds best on a turntable that is a classic turntable from the era that the record was made. The hardware and the software, when they come together, that's when you get the best result. I feel that as Carrie and I have aged, there is less overlapping of the hardware and the software. There are still times when interest on both sides will overlap, and that's when it is the best result.
Okay, I get that.
Okay, so
where the stars align.
Exactly, but I'm saying that that used to happen, say, 10 years ago and even 20 years ago more often than it does now.
Okay.
Because I think, we're both getting older. And also, when you talk about, always being fat, I've always been fat, too. Even when I was at my very thinnest, I still probably could have lost 30 pounds. And so what I relied on to woo Carrie was my personality.
Your wit.
And my sense of humor. And know what? Right. Winner, I got her to marry me. Mm.
And
that's
great.
And
you're a horn doggy.
Yeah.
You're a horny dog.
Yeah.
You are.
But the problem is I've got two children. The problem is that after 25 years.
That can be shades pulled down, bag over your head. Anybody can have a kid. Anybody can have a kid. Using that is extremely pathetic.
And sometimes you don't even want the kid. But that's
I get it.
But.
I get it.
But I will say this, is that it is, she, I think at times, tires of the jokes and the wit and the personality because she's had it all the time for 30 years now almost.
Right. But isn't that a compliment to you that you're so witty that she's just over it?
No. The compliment is that she married me the first time. It's sad that the act hasn't changed and she tires of it. Although there are times that, you know, when she's in a fun-loving mood that we can still yuck it up a little bit. And that's good. You know, you've seen her on the bonus show. She's got a great sense of humor.
She does.
But she has to avail herself to me for us to have a good time.
But this isn't woe is me. Like,
no, not at all.
I know what I need to do.
Like, well, the youngest of us and the youngest relationship of us belongs to Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, you have again and again and again and again when you talk to pay my taxes type of stuff. You have indicated that, well, I mean, when it comes to fulfilling your marital obligations, it's, you know, it's not something that is, it doesn't define you.
Yeah, my top three are this. Well, top five. Take care of my wife financially.
Mm-hmm. Are we going from five to one or one to five?
This is interesting.
This is one to five.
Okay, so decreasing. All right. Yeah.
Number one is take care of your wife financially.
Yeah, financially. Like, just make sure she's safe. Take care of my family, right? Make sure they have a roof over their head. Good to go.
Number two. Okay.
Number two. Take care of my business interests.
Okay.
Right? Number three. Take care of Santos. Right?
He doesn't count as family?
Well, he's important. He's on depth charts.
All right.
Number four. Take care of my mom and my dad.
Okay.
And number five.
Clear your throat.
Have sex with my wife.
Hey, Carla. Come here. I heard what?
Oh, this will be
come
good.
Come here. Come here and bring a chair.
Here we go.
Sit down for a second. All right.
I don't want any part of this conversation.
What are you eating?
No, she doesn't seem happy.
Why? Come here. That's going to really make people. Please come over here.
Some may
please.
Say it's a.
What do you mean you don't want any part of this conversation?
At number
are
two,
you interested?
My in family.
Me? Can you say that to our listeners on camera so I have a record? No. Why not? That's going to make me paranoid all day.
Did you ever think that Mike would have a body like that?
Why do I have to do that? That is weird.
It's not weird. I'm feeling insecure. And now I want validation in my public forum.
Mike, more rejection. More rejection.
This is more rejection.
Oh, honey, you're so validated.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Hey, you made it to first base.
There you go.
I just need a little. I need a little quant. I'm insecure.
You're swooning.
Yeah. What was she eating?
Hey, Carla, I'll ask you one question, then we'll be done with this. You've indicated to me that instead of talk, 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 perhaps I just initiate, and that would probably be better than talk, talk, talk.
Yeah.
That was the most unenthusiastic yeah.
You know why she's saying that is because you could never catch her if she started running.
No, but I'm also...
Mike, how are your spelunking skills these days?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, you know.
I'm telling you.
I think, you know what, when it...
is a great smart bomb.
No. Can I tell you this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think for me that it's necessary for me to do what Oscar's doing as well, which means get back on track.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm. Add on to the weight that I've lost and continue to do it and get my act together. After I got my medical word from my doc, I kind of chilled for a while and I got to slide back into it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have to do. Because Oscar was talking about family Santos, taking care of his mom and stuff. Mine would be food, golf, food. I have an addiction to food.
Yeah.
I love food. Carla went on her exercise walk, and she doesn't even know this. I poured some chocolate chips into a bowl with almond milk and ate them with a spoon.
Mike, that is some classic fat guy behavior right there.
Yeah,
when you're creating something like that. I've always said one of the greatest fat guy things to do is combining foods. Like if you have cookies and ice cream. That's when you really mean it. So chocolate chips and almond milk is good. Actually, before you clear out your computer, I want to play a clip from one of Mike's favorite porno movies here.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
I get it.
With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
The Chinese food seems like it's a bit much.
I'm never, ever.
My, what? I always find something new in that tape I like, and then today it's two packages of cream cheese.
Yeah, I know. He throws that in there.
Mike, why the chocolate chip cookies?
No, just chips.
I shouldn't say that I'm addicted to food. I'm addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. I love, when you eat sugar, you crave sugar. It is, anyone that knows anything about it knows what I'm talking about. And that is, sugar is the poison, in my opinion. Because that's because physically, sugar makes you crave more sugar.
And I have a question.
Even a breath of it makes you crave more.
Was Sunday hard for you sugar-wise? Because I have a reason to ask this.
Well,
Sunday, like the day before.
Sunday we went to the Millers, you know, my radio buddy Miller. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we went over to their house to watch the Masters. And when we came home, and I had an adult beverage there. And when we came home, we both kind of had a sugar Jones because probably the alcohol.
Yeah, because I was going to say Saturday night you had the old fashioned. That's when you broke your alcohol fast.
Yeah, and an amazing couple of desserts.
And that alcohol
carrot cake and a peanut butter pie that was like not like any. Mm. It was phenomenal.
And two packages of cream cheese.
Yeah. So I mean, one or the other, it's something that I'm not proud.
We just have to recommit.
What was that? Did you say something? Why are you laughing? Come here. Just one more time because...
I'm eating.
All right, she's eating. Yeah. What are you eating? And why are you eating early now?
I'm hungry.
All right. Jeez. Fussy.
Because I'm hungry.
Right. Go slay the dragon, honey. Facials aren't going to do themselves, okay? What's that? Yeah, go wash your faces. She liked that when I said that. She goes and washes faces.
She goes and washes faces. You know. She could give you a sugar facial.
There's a guy that's in Cocoonville that's a percussionist in an orchestra. And he was a school teacher, a music teacher in school. And he's a funny guy. He's a quirky guy, very dry wit, very, very like kind of cold personality, but funny at the same time. And he went up in the middle of the dead of winter last year to do an orchestra gig up there. And the guy from Boston down here, from Boston,
Boston.
My God, it's 21 below zero. Why the hell he's not getting paid enough to go up there and play his cymbals? But anyway, it was just so when I say she goes and washes
faces
and washes faces. So
Mike, we have to recommit. We have to recommit.
It's at least for my world to improve. It's not necessarily getting fit. It's getting more showing the desire to keep up.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Would that be accurate? Showing you that I have the initiative to care. Confidence.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Be the boss.
Don't be a soft Sally.
I'm the confidence. I'm the captain now.
And you're the captain now.
Yeah.
That's it. Confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and not false confidence like I had where I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, well, you know, in my case, I one thing I believe that I have always been aware of is myself. I have self-awareness. Mm-hmm. I know my shortcomings. And if I don't know and somebody tells me, I can accept my shortcomings.
Yeah.
I can. I truly can. If you tell me I've screwed up and I believe you, I'm not one of those people. I don't pretend that, I don't get out of the shower and look at, look at dripping off the, the Empire State Building or the Michelin Man.
Yeah. I know that when I get out and look in the mirror, it looks like the guy from Operation. It's not even PG rated anymore.
But you're not burdened like I'm burdened. I'm more burdened than you are.
Yeah.
Rob and I both don't like being fat. People don't like being fat. But at the same time, it's a drag because if you love food, that's what it is, you know? But there's an inherent, there's a type of metabolism that improving your metabolism, it's like a catch 22. I love feeling energy, and once every 6 or 7 months I feel it, just a tiny little burst of energy.
Does it coincide with the changing of the clocks?
Sometimes it's after a donut or something like that for about 15 seconds.
Energy surges throughout your body.
Surges through my body and then go on. I'm out.
I watched. There's a line from a movie that, and we can talk about it later. But the one of the guys moves to LA and he says he has to fit in, so he gets skinny, and then the person's like, "Do you love living out there?" He goes, Well, I love, it's fun to live out here, but it'd be a lot more fun if I could eat a calzone.
On that note, that's awesome. So we'll keep you updated, people. That was a very interesting discussion. I think we made it through there. I was dreading it.
Mm-hmm. We got
through it. We'll come back with the homepage right here. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, and I got to get out and exercise and eat rice cakes. We'll be right back. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Digital.
Oh, no.
Doctor. Digital.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Doctor.
The Digital Dumpster.
Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the Digital Dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So metal.
Bam, bam. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now.
Yep.
I'm the captain now.
You are?
But with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astound you. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves his Freshly.
You know what they're great for is portion control.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're trying to watch what you're eating, they're delicious, and it's the perfect size.
And I just ate my Freshly and didn't stop anywhere else on the way home, because I can control myself, I'd be A-okay.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
No chocolate chips. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now for a limited time. Get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Welcome, everybody. Ron Howard and his brother Clint grew up in showbiz. So you won't know they have a, they have a ton of stories to tell.
Sure.
And they're telling them in a joint autobiography called The Boys, a memoir of Hollywood and family. I bet this is pretty cool. You know,
I'd love
to talk to one of them. You'd reach out to, we probably can't get Ron, but I'd love to get Ron. That would be exciting.
I love his voice. But, Clint would have a lot of good stories, too, I think.
Because
Clint has done a lot of stuff. He's been in the Austin Powers
movies. Gentle
Ben. Yeah. And also he was the little kid with the jelly sandwich on Andy Griffith's show. He had a running role on that, too. Yeah.
Ron says, quote, "Who grows up on a soundstage hanging out with Andy Griffith and Don Knotts or with a trained bear? And what are the ways that particular childhood for ever informed the choices?" Let me rephrase that. I misread it. What are the ways that particular childhood forever informed the choices I would make as a husband, father, and filmmaker? We're excited to share the story of how our parents pulled this off, raising two show business kids who had no clue that their lives were out of the ordinary while rooting them in a loving, slightly offbeat family. What a sweet thing. I'd love to read a positive story like that they didn't grow up messed up, because I bet their parents just happened to do this for them and got... I want to hear the story.
His father was named Rance Howard, or their father was named Rance Howard, who did some Western work, and he acted for many years but never really broke big.
So he was in the biz.
But he knew the business, and that's probably how they grew up well-adjusted, because he knew what to watch out for. But yeah, Ron Howard, to be part of two of the greatest television shows of all time, and then still have the movie career. That's incredible.
It is very cool. So I think it's going to be a good book. Man, would I love to have a word with him. Minnesota sports teams, the Twins and the Timberwolves and the Wild, canceled yesterday's games in the wake of the latest police shooting, which it's hard for me to express how pissed off this makes me and how we have to do a better job with our law enforcement training some of these people that should not be out there with a weapon in their hand. You know, when you tell me that you went for a gun instead of a taser, you do not need to be out on the street interacting with the public when you can get into life and death situations, period. It's just, I'm so angry about this. This happened in Brooklyn Center, just outside of Minneapolis. On Sunday, an officer shot and killed Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man. Now, look, he had an outstanding warrant. I'll give you that. And because I don't, but it doesn't matter. He was pulled over for expired plates. That was the traffic stop. Not a stolen car, not fleeing a crime, not a car filled with drugs. The police chief said the officer accidentally drew her gun instead of her taser. God damn it. Come on. I mean, in that area, to have that happen again. The twins were the first to cancel. In a statement, they said, quote, the organization extends its sympathies to the family of Dante Wright. So just a tragedy, another tragedy, and you know, I don't know what you do. I don't know if it's a you know, better screening, better what, but I mean, how the hell? Yeah, it's just that panicky.
It goes back to training. We talked about
it. Yeah, it's that training thing of going into hyper panic mode. You know,
is there enough being done to afford people that want to become law enforcement officers the training that they deserve?
They deserve it, Oscar. And listen, yeah, I am not in any way, shape, or form diminishing an officer that goes into a life and death situation where they think they might be in danger. Mm-hmm. I completely get that. I would hate to be in a job where I had to deal with that every single day. But it gets back to, if that was the goal, if she felt that she needed to draw her taser on the guy because he was resisting and getting back into the car, but then making that mistake? It's just, you know, I mean, this is systemic. This is problems. This is just how you do it. And I in no way absolve the situation from responsibility, if that makes any sense.
Correct.
I'm talking about, I understand that the police are put in these very difficult situations often with a variety of different situations and a variety of different people. But it just made me so goddamn mad that we had to have another loss of life with a firearm. And, you know, it occurs to me that there are ways around it. There are ways around this, you know, even when it comes to technology being involved. I don't know. I'm not a professional. That's not. It just made me so angry that this happens now to a certain community in Minneapolis going through this again.
In the middle of the
George Floyd trial.
It should make you angry because it's senseless. And
it sucks.
It's horrible.
Really does. Feel like planting yourself on the couch today and never getting up? April 13th can have that effect on people. A career website called Zipia. They just analyzed the laziest days of the year from 2020, and they found that last year, April 13th was number one. April 13th. Now, it was the day after Easter last year, so that probably had something to do with
egg farts.
But still, if you feel like being lazy today, there's precedent. The rankings are based on how many people were searching for things like no motivation to work, no desire to work. I think spring has something to do with it as well.
Yeah.
And all of the top five laziest days last year were Mondays. Number one was April 13th, the day after Easter. Mm-hmm. Number two was July 6th, the Monday after the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And number three was June 22nd, my birthday, the Monday after Father's Day.
Mike, Maddie didn't come to work yesterday.
That's right, lazy.
Yeah, look at that.
Pure laziness.
Maddie, did you feel lazy? did you feel lazy yesterday?
No, yesterday I would have loved to have come in, but I was not able to. But that's okay.
Yeah, because you missed your flight.
But my flight was canceled.
your flight was canceled and you drove from Florida, right?
From Florida to Washington, D.C., yes.
Did you do any wheel time or is it mostly the mayor?
The mayor.
No, the mayor didn't do any wheel. We don't like the mayor driving. so I did.
Was the mayor vaccinated?
Yeah. So everybody I was there with was vaccinated, which was
great.
Except
for you.
Except for me, I unfortunately, I let
Thanks for coming to Florida.
Vaccine angels down.
Yeah. Mike, she brought home a souvenir that she didn't have to buy at a gift shop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm sure.
Wasn't it fun to come down to our state where anything goes? Wasn't it kind of cool or crowded? You didn't go inside any crowded restaurants, did you?
No, we were outside for the most part. But I was like reassured because most of the businesses had mask policies, which I honestly wasn't expecting.
But
everybody walking around, again, we're not wearing masks.
I went into, all the stores, grocery and otherwise. All the retail mask? Places that I go, mask, mm-hmm. right, every great. Time. I'm fully vaccinated. I wear a mask into, and by the way, the closest quarters I experience is my little breakfast place, and even that has, we're in the back corner and we do mm-hmm. that. People that are sitting up at the bar, the breakfast bar, not the way I roll. But
did the mayor wear a mask when he went to Senor Frogs?
It's hard to drink a yardstick.
Anything goes at Senior Frogs.
What part of FLA were you in, Maddie?
I was in Fort Lauderdale. So Lauderdale uh-huh. by the sea, like Pompano Beach.
Mm. Lauderdale. Mm. Wonderful.
Lauderdale.
Lauderdale.
How long's the drive from there?
It was a sweet 16 hours.
Ooh. Felt like 15, though.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
June and July seem to be a lot of lazy days, too. Laziest months of the year overall were August, October, September, July. Okay, why don't we just give them the whole calendar, okay, for Christ's sake. The least lazy were March, February. No, not true.
February is the worst month. Lazy, yeah.
It's a lazy
Can you imagine
list.
Zippia? All four Mazzielos all packed in a Sportage just zipping up 95? What a fun day.
Me. Are they? Did they stop in Virginia? Did they hang out last night?
They spent the night in Baltimore, and then they had to drive home to Buffalo this morning. So, that's another 7 hours.
Dropped you and then still went to Baltimore?
Well, my car was in Baltimore because I flew out of BWI.
Hey, I forgot all about them details, hon.
Yep.
We'll get to you in the travel. Well, we'll get more detail on the trip in a minute.
Travel.
A new study out of the University of Cambridge in England found there's no connection between having a lot of stress and losing your self-control when it comes to eating. You were just talking about that. The two things just aren't related in our brains. Quote, binge eating is not caused by stress-induced impulsivity. Mm. Stress alters brain activity, but doesn't prompt binge eating, contrary to theory. Now, they didn't say whether eating all that food makes you feel better after a stressful day. So maybe stress doesn't lower your willpower, but lowering your willpower can help you cope with stress.
That's
a little complicated.
Attorney speak.
Yeah, it seems very circular to me.
Yes.
It
seems very circular.
Do I touch
all
my
I know,
toes now or after I pay you?
Can I say, as a fat guy, Rob might back me up on this, any excuse.
Of course.
A celebration, a tragedy.
Good day, bad day.
Yeah. Good day, bad
Stub
day.
My standard toe. Day. Like, that's right.
That's the way
Maddie's in Baltimore. Bring on a cheesecake.
Right. I'll do anything for food. Ready to smell like the most delicious hippies in town?
Yes, finally.
Yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Day, and in honor of the holiday, Kraft invented grilled cheese incense.
Interesting.
Yes, if you burn it, it smells like grilled cheese. They're giving away 1,000 sticks, and if you want to win one, you can enter by tweeting the hashtag #BreatheCheesy and sweepstakes by Thursday.
Yeah. Incense and cheese is definitely going to sound like Johnson Hall in Richmond, Virginia.
Another hippie moment from Kraft.
Covered
there
with Kraft.
There you go. Yum, yum. Yes, and topped with Kraft baby marshmallows. Would you like your den to smell like cheese?
Den! Your den.
Your den. Come into your den. And now a little something, something. There's nothing like buying the most high-tech car in the world and then realizing the guy who created it has the sense of humor of a 7-year-old. Someone just figured out that there is a hidden voice command with Teslas where you can say open bunghole and it opens the charging port in the back. And if you say close bunghole, it closes the port.
Oh. I think I just heard Pony laugh through two panes of glass.
Cornholio would be proud. He needs TP for his bunghole.
Bunghole, always funny.
You need TP for your Tesla.
It's a
He's a Tesla. Tesla with a bungle.
Anyway, all right, that's it. A little Beavis and Butthead. Couldn't help myself. We'll take a break, and we will come back with little Maddie. I want to find out a few more questions for Maddie.
Maddie's World.
Maddie Travelong. I want to find out all about her vacation and more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked, there she is. We listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Thank you very much, Maddie. We appreciate that. Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show. This segment is brought to you by a new client of The Mike O'Meara Show, Pandora.
Yes.
Everybody has a mother in their life. She might be your mom or she might be your wife. Either way, you know she is amazing. When your connection with her is stronger than words, tell her you love her with the love captured in Pandora jewelry. Pandora jewelry is extraordinary. Solid sterling silver and 14 and 18 karat gold.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. That's why I love Pandora. Amazing jewelry that will let mom know that you'll always be by her side. With a message of love that she can wear every single day, Pandora offers a wide variety of rings, necklaces, earrings,
everything,
and bracelets. Jewelry that can be customized to fit all styles and personalities with images like hearts, infinity symbols, angel wings, family trees that remind us how special mothers are. You can shop safely in-store with Pandora's styling experts or buy online with in-store or curbside pickup at select locations. Please contact your local store to learn more. Thank the mom in your life for always being there with a sparkling gift from Pandora Jewelry. Shop online or in-store between 422 and 426. That's April, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And receive a bonus gift with your $150 Pandora jewelry purchase. A limited edition sterling silver bangle. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Go to us.pandora.net/TMOS. That's us.pandora.net/TMOS to start shopping or to find a store near you. That's us.pandora.net/TMOS.
I'm right there right now. The button's on MichaelMaraShow.com.
It's easy to do. Just click it.
Beautiful jewelry.
Click it.
Brand new client, folks, for your listeners. You know, I know that there are listeners to this show that get excited when we have a new advertiser as well as we do. That's a big, big deal for us to get big retail like Pandora. I would love it, love it, love it if you guys could help us out today, today only. And but we want you to use them every day. But today, make a big splash.
Today, do it.
Make a big splash on Pandora. Right, Oscar? This is one of the newbies that's coming from a new company that
we're
dealing
with.
Yeah, super excited. And we would love, love, love you to get involved with Pandora. I'm going to do it today, and I'd love all our listeners to do it as well. Show them that we really
Some
make
love.
A difference. Listen, our podcast, I don't talk about the business very often. This podcast is smaller with listenership than a lot of the big ones like Adam Carolla and Serial and some of the other podcasts out there. Joe Rogan. We need to try harder in our listeners. And when we get a great new sponsor like Pandora Jewelry that has great stuff because you've been in there before and you've seen it before, really show them that you care and go through their website and do it with us. All right. So just wanted
button.
To mention that. Maddie Masiello, you are back. You were late for work. You didn't show. You were a no-show yesterday.
I felt so bad. I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, really, we run a loose ship around here, but my God, is it too much to ask that after a full week of letting your brother Pony work the entire thing, it's going, and we're clear 10 minutes after. No, Pony did a fine job.
He did a great job.
In fact, it was seamless.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Maddie wasn't here the day everything blew up, right?
She was.
She here?
She was.
Oh, you were here.
Yeah, but,
you went
on vacation.
She was
probably on vacation mode a couple days early.
Yeah, but that's probably why she left, wasn't it?
Yep. Uh-huh.
So
said,
the day that we the day we missed out on Jack Vale, the fart guy.
Yes.
And Pony screwed up by putting equipment in, and then Rob messed up the relationship so that we will never get him back on the show.
That bush.
You know, you split right after that, right?
Pretty much. That's what happened. Yeah.
Good time to be away. How was your vacation?
It was great. It was perfect up until, you know, the last day. But, I mean, perfect weather.
Departure.
Is it not a Masiello tradition to Easter in Florida?
That's exactly it. And it's not just the Masiellos. It's like a ton of people from Buffalo. All my dad's cousins, a bunch of family friends. We all stay at the same place.
The cousin that says, we're all going down to Florida. I'm going to stand on the glass table.
No. He was
What was his name?
There.
Giovanni?
Giovanni.
Yes.
You really have a cousin named Giovanni?
I do. Yeah, that's the most Italian one. None of them are that bad.
He's the one, Mike, that broke the glass table and cut his stomach up. Was it Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Great story. Wonderful.
I want to do a little trick that I'm going to do for you right now. Look at this. All right. So I know it's glass, but I'm going to stand up right now. Take a look. I'm Giovanni.
It's tempered glass.
Oh, Marie. Yeah, that's wonderful.
How many in number, is there an average number of people that go away in the Masiello?
Oh, man. I would say probably a dozen.
Well, that's deep.
So this is a big family deal. How many went this year?
Probably a little bit less. Maybe let's say 10.
You know, I have to imagine there was an extraordinary energy because I remember when the pandemic was just starting in lockdown, Maddie was bemoaning the fact in the year 2020 that she did not go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You had already purchased your tickets and everything.
Right, yeah. So my tickets this year were refunds from last year.
So a freebie almost.
Exactly.
Do you super dig it? I mean, is it a big trip for you? Do you love it?
I love it. I've been going there. My parents have been going to the same place, I think, for 30 years, and I've been going since I was 10. So it's a little bit nostalgic, but it's like very low maintenance. We're just on the beach, by the pool.
When things are normal, are you one of these families that like rolls into a restaurant with 10 people? Do you do that?
I would say it's usually just my parents and then my sister and myself. But
there will be
a couple of dinners that are bigger, but for the most part, it's just our unit.
I think it's nice they invite your sister. Because you are
now.
The
why
favorite.
Do you make that joke? See, because I'm out of the loop on this.
Maddie has said
I'm not plugged into all of our employees.
Several times, Maddie has brought up. I think maybe even on this show,
she's the golden child.
She's the favorite.
Well, they love her too. I'm just the favorite.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
you're the favorite.
She's
do you
the
go
youngest
out for,
and the favorite.
This is. I don't want to make it sound like I'm doing a whole Italian stereotype here.
Sure.
When I'm playing Louis Premium, but do you go out for Italian meals?
Oh, for the most part, yeah. I would say 9 out of 10 meals are Italian.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just throwing that out there. You really do eat 9 out of 10 meals Italian?
Oh, absolutely. My mom is an extremely picky eater, so it kind of limits where we can go. And she's not even Italian. And then my dad, obviously just all he wants is pasta. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I had no idea. So do they have a joint down there if they've been going down there that long, do you have a joint that you go that's a regular place?
I mean, we have a ton of rotation places. So every year,
that's awesome.
Yeah, every year there's a couple of Italian meals, and then every year everybody gets together and we all go to Ruth's Chris, which is like a big deal.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so that one's fun. Awesome.
We're gonna go to Tony's on Tuesday, then we get the regular Ruth's Chris on Wednesday, and then we're gonna go back to Dia Magadanos on Thursday.
Hey, that's Mayor, I got good news. Have.
Yeah.
He can't come down for the whole week, but guess who's here?
Who's that?
Giovanni.
Giovanni. Hey. Giovanni. Giovanni goes to glass and breaks something and breaks his ass. Goes to glass and breaks his butt and goes the thing that that about.
How does John fit into all of this?
So John came. This was his second time coming.
Yeah.
But I mean, he loves it. I mean, we've been together for 4 years. So now he like kind of fits in.
No friction between your parents and him?
No friction. And then my sister and her boyfriend were there for a little bit too. So that kind of helps as well.
You get along with the sister's boyfriend?
Oh yeah. He's the best. They've been together for like 12 years. So
anybody ever make comments about, furthering the relationship?
Or my sister?
Yeah, 12 years.
Do your mom and dad maybe say, hey, it's about time, come on.
My mom has been weirdly, and this is shocking, she's like hinting that she wants grandchildren, which is like the last thing I ever in a million years would expect my mother to say.
She knows about the cat, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I told her. I said, Mom, we have Terry, and that will be good enough for a long time.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool.
Your sister?
That's good for the boys, though. That's good for the boys that they like the boy. And John fits in?
Yeah, yeah. Really? John really, yeah. I mean, he eats like an Italian, so it's he fits right in.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, did
I like
you ever
that,
see John working out without a shirt and then say, hey, I never thought your stomach would look like that?
No, that would require John to work out.
I will tell you this. Catherine's got a boyfriend and Elizabeth has a boyfriend. And Elizabeth's boyfriend is a little higher, although I like both guys, but Elizabeth just a little bit higher on the food chain because he laughs at my shtick.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't think he's faking it. So if you laugh at my jokes, that's the key. That's the key to my heart right there.
I'm the really same way like with that. Julia's and Robert's friends. They got a couple stone faced ones. I say, yeah, I don't need
you. Yeah, see you later, dummy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hello, dummy.
But the guy is super bright. Catherine's is so it's not.
Yeah,
it's
but,
not
but you
that.
Don't get a
it's
chance to
like
hang
I'm
out
dumb.
With them that much, right?
No, neither one. No.
Yeah, so
no.
Give them a shot. Kids. Give them a chance.
Yeah, they hang out with them a lot more. So anything anything else really special happen during the week?
Nothing too special. So what culminated on Sunday was there were supposed to be scattered thunderstorms in the morning. My flight was at 2:30, so I didn't think a big deal of it. The flight gets pushed back to 4:30. You know, that's fine. All good. 2 hours. So we get to the airport and it keeps getting pushed back. And then eventually around 6 o'clock, they just cancel it altogether.
Wow.
How insane was Fort Lauderdale Airport?
I mean,
on the Sunday after the Easter holiday.
Exactly.
Because it's not a big airport, right?
No, not relatively not a big airport, not compared to Miami.
Right, right.
It's the smaller of the two major airports down there. Yeah. And I imagine it was just bad.
It was already busy, but then they canceled, I would say, 75% of all the flights. So that just the line to get to like customer service to figure out how to switch our flights, that took 2 hours. And then once we realized that there were no flights to be had for a few days, we rented a car. The car rental line was 2 hours because everybody else had the same idea. It was an absolute mess. And I felt worse for my parents because their flight wasn't canceled till 1 a.m. And there were a ton of old people, a ton of families on the flight. So my dad, you know, he knows half the flight. So he's like there for an extra hour trying to get everybody's hotels.
Oh, because they're all going to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And
it was a major story down here on our side as well. This was a massive front. You got it in the South and you got it in the Mid Atlantic as well. Mm-hmm. This is a big front that came down through Florida. We don't get those. With the thunder and the lightning this time of year. So normally, all of you folks, you people that come down to our state,
like locusts,
you beat like locusts.
Yes.
They're not like the big old locusts that feed from January all the way through Easter. And by the way, a lot of them are staying till the beginning of May now.
Hmm.
So they come down and then they get out of Dodge and it's wonderful. It's just so peaceful.
Yeah.
And then the story was, and you had the whiners that were on there with, but I mean, if you're talking 2 hours in a line to change a flight, then you find out you can't, then 2 hours to get a rental car and you finally do that. It was very unusual. The weather.
You are rather a cunning mimic. Can you give me your approximation of one of the people that was interviewed on the news about the situation at the airport?
This lady. All right.
That's right.
Let me just say this. This lady. Who, by the way, first of all, let's start with the mask that is in the classic, and she's not 70 or 75. I'm going to guess her as mid to late 50s.
Okay.
All right. And you got the mask under the
under
nose.
Under the nose, of course.
Under the nose. And she says,
well, we booked our flight back to Indianapolis, and I've got...
And if you want to know the description of her with her hair is semi-parted in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And extraordinarily thick. And it goes out like a spray of flowers, like straight out.
I know.
And
the
celebrity she most resembles, she would be a female meatloaf. That's what she looks like.
Talented.
And I don't know what happened, and I've got to get my COVID shot. It's scheduled for Monday.
Monday.
So I yelled at the TV.
Hey, well, maybe if you got to get it on Monday, you maybe shouldn't have booked your flight on Sunday and come back on Saturday or Friday instead.
That is the back. Thank you, Mike, for mentioning. That's the backbreaker of backbreakers. Because if I wasn't like, I think I was in the loop where Maddie said I have to leave a little early after the show before she went to Podcast Village. She said I have to go get my COVID shot.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is Monday. Luckily, she missed Monday, but was able to reschedule for Wednesday. Correct.
Oh, you got a rescheduled COVID shot.
I did, but for next Wednesday. Because there was
Wednesday.
Nothing.
And are you getting
week?
The two ones? Or are you? Well, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We have one more break, right?
We do.
We can talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we come back, speaking of a late breaking story that is not a good story at all for the country or for anything with the Johnson vaccine. And I don't want to freak anybody out, but there's another red flare. We'll talk about that and the COVID and all that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, all right, all right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pipes, but no shirts. All right.
All right.
So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right, all right, all right. Thank you, Matthew. You weirdo.
Double M.
Anyway, welcome back. For some reason, that impression bugs me. I don't know why.
Why?
I did it. I don't know. The feet are the foundation of our body.
Body.
And socks are the most active ingredient in footwear. Features is obsessed with making the perfect sock. And the runner's secret weapon is now on the golf course. Keep your head in the game because Features has your feet covered. I love them. I love them. I use them every time I'm out on the golf course. Every single time. Use them when I'm just running around, too. Running errands and stuff. They're incredible. Mm-hmm. They don't slip. You never even think about them slipping. They don't bunch. And they certainly don't give you blisters. They have a way of designing these socks that's done by smarter people than me.
You're a champion in Features.
Yes. I have won my shootout championship due to Features.
That's right.
I was wearing them. They've engineered a sock with targeted compression. They hug the arch. I noticed that when I get my Features on. They got anatomical design and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance. Every step is cool, dry, and comfortable. And if you're unsatisfied at any point, they will give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. A lifetime guarantee. So, if you want the best socks in the world, you need Features. Family-owned since 2002, I absolutely love them. Features is challenging you to try a pair, and if they're not the best socks you've ever worn or on or off the golf course, they'll take them back. They are so confident that you'll love their socks that they've also given listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show $10 off your first pair of Features when you go to features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. They got really cool color schemes too.
Yes.
I love that about Features. You will love them. All right. Breaking news right before we tape this show today regarding the COVID situation and the Johnson vaccine, which the way I get it, Oscar, it's similar problems to what they have with AstraZeneca over in Europe. We've got that with a blood clotting issue that they're worried about. They put things on hold.
Is AstraZeneca also a one and done, or is that a two shot?
That's a one and done.
That's a one and done too. Okay.
There's the classification of mRNA, which are the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, which is not new to. They've been around for 10 years plus, but new to this type of process of vaccines. And then you've got your traditional path, which is the Johnson AstraZeneca. This morning, 7 a.m. ish, watching CNBC. It breaks. It says U.S. calls for pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccine after clotting cases. Now, for context, this is just a pause, and there have been 7 million people that have had this vaccine administered to them, and it looks like roughly six people.
Six recipients in the United States developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within about 2 weeks of vaccination. Yes. All six recipients were women between the ages of 18 and 48. One woman died, and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Nearly 7 million people in the U.S. have received them, as Oscar said. The shots so far from Johnson & Johnson and roughly 9 million more doses have been shipped out to states, according to data from the CDC. Let me see. Director of the Food and Drug Administration Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research said, we are recommended a pause in the use of this vaccine out of an abundance of caution. But it still sucks.
Yeah.
Especially we're kind of in that holding pattern right now with light at the end of the tunnel. I want more light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm hopeful that there still is light. So I believe, especially for the states, there's going to be we'll make it happen with Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. What concerns me is we're a global economy, right? And right. and just the sheer public health situation where AstraZeneca's and Johnson Johnson's were going to be. We're going to probably be the vaccines that, you know, third world countries are going to get in the long run.
Right.
And countries that just could not afford, don't have the infrastructure for the cold chain that Moderna and Pfizer need and in order to get administered.
The very notion right. that it's a one-shot vaccine also takes a lot of logistics out of the organization.
Yes.
And process. Interesting yeah. that you have both of these companies that manufacture these, that even though it's only six cases out of millions—
Yeah,
that they're both clotting related issues.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't mind hearing more about it. But the ultimate goal being to vaccine to get this vaccine out to the world and to get herd immunity for the world.
Yes.
You know, it's a little blip. And, you know, even when we were talking the other day about people saying that they reacted to the either the Pfizer or the Moderna with flu-like symptoms and chills, and there's just a lot of that going on. And it's the great unknown for a lot of people. And everybody likes to be scared. But as Kimmel, when Rob played the clip yeah. of Kimmel talking about, well, the alternative is maybe getting COVID. You don't want to do that. It's just... this has been a horrible time,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't going to be a complete walk in the park to get out of there. And I just hope that it doesn't slow us down too much.
And hopefully here that is, we can address this.
Here is situation. One little bit of light for the end of your tunnel. About a half hour ago, the White House announced that Johnson & Johnson vaccine pause will not, quote, have a significant impact on the United States vaccination plan. So okay. obviously it is a hiccup. It is a pause. It is something unforeseen, but it's not going to derail Operation Lightspeed to get us to the end of this. So
now there was a story yesterday, Rob, that I saw that had the efficacy of the vaccine does diminish after 6 months. That they're getting so I don't know whether this will require a like single booster,
maybe a booster,
or whether that would be another full round of two vaccines. But if it is, it is, and you know, we just do it.
And then you watch if you haven't seen this past week, and because it was tough with the Masters, but if you got a chance to watch 60 Minutes, their first story. And their second story, it was all about the recovery of this great nation.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the second had to do with the science of, hypothetically, within 2 years, there may be a vaccine for all COVIDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's extremely exciting. We don't, in this country, put enough publicity and reverence on the people that do this work.
You're right.
And that's why it's great to see a story like that, that they're out there doing it. But, you know, we all want our dessert first in America. We do. And it's just crazy how
I thought of you yesterday, Mike. I was at picking up a prescription, and I was waiting in line. You have to wait 6 feet behind. So I was third in line, so I'm actually down an aisle. There is an entire section now, Mike, of gummy vitamins. Not just one kind, but a section. And I said, boy, Mike would hate this.
Although I take a gummy probiotic now. Mm-hmm.
But still,
and believe me, it gives me my sugar fix, too. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm just like going, yeah, gummy. That's a good gummy. Like a dog getting a biscuit.
Yeah, but
I swear to God.
America,
like, yeah,
get your gummies. Vaccine, put on a mask, and swallow a goddamn pill. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, we are. We have because this is the children of the greatest generation.
Yeah.
Now, like, make sure you get your gummies. So when they say it's not going to have that big an impact, I don't know. I know of one guy that I've talked to that got the Johnson vaccine.
I know a couple people. Yeah,
yeah, people. It's out there.
But
when they say it's not going to impact the overall,
there are MLB teams that it might have been the Orioles that got the Johnson & Johnson.
Right.
This has been,
I don't want to take. I don't want to have to do two shots. I want one.
Hello.
I want. I just want one, and I want gummies.
Yeah. What day did you get it on? What day did you get it on? Did you get it on Thursday? That's another Thursday. And Friday like
I'm going to miss the game because I got thunderstorms down in Lauderdale.
Hell
so I
no.
can't make it up. So I'm going to drive up with the mayor. I understand his daughter's got a car over at Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Maddie, so. Which one are you getting? Which one are you going to get?
I'm getting Moderna.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. You're such a phony. Nice.
Well, that's hey, Rob goes today.
I'll go today.
Your second Moderna?
Second Moderna. It was indeed a plumbing issue that shut down the site, I found out, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And luckily I was able to get, there was a couple slots available today and I was able to get
So tomorrow, and then Maddie, when do you get your first one?
Wednesday of next week.
Is it your first or your second?
My first.
Your first. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wednesday.
Okay, good. We'll see what happens. We'll keep that. Yeah. Tomorrow, Rob, you'll be fresh off of it, and you'll let us know how you're feeling.
Here I am.
And even if you're deathly ill, you're coming into work.
Absolutely, unless, right, of course, my flight gets canceled.
That's right, your flight. We got to take a break. We will come back with Rob Spiewak and his magic sounds in the digital dumpster right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show. And, stay optimistic, people.
Yes,
and
do it.
Get vaccinated.
Wear a mask.
All right? If if you don't want that Johnson one, can't really blame you. Good luck with that. I'm sorry. People are going to get pissed at me now. I said it.
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. K-Tel Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie,
Jolie. That's not rock.
That's
hit songs about the TMOS wives.
That's not rock.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Have a sight.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS talking head.
Send your email to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Yay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a TMOS fun fact. I'm a watch guy. I love a good-looking timepiece. Always have. When I go out, I'm never without a watch. It's kind of my thing. However, I don't like paying $400 or $500 bucks for a watch. Too much money. My watch from Movement is absolutely incredible. It's in my golf cart right now. I left it out there because it's my golf watch. It's what I wear when I'm out on the course. I love Movement, MVMT. They cost a fraction of department store prices, plus unexpected colors and clean original designs, all thanks to two college dropouts. I love that they say that. Two college dropouts that teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. They own their process from start to finish. That's how they do it. So costs stay low and quality stays high. Movement grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. And it ain't just watches. Movement has blue light glasses, minimalist jewelry, and style essentials that don't break the bank.
Cool stuff.
All designed out of their California headquarters. Their Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. My eyes feel protected. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Again, that's MVMT.com/TMOS. You'll love Movement like we do too. Let's open it up.
The wheel.
It's Tuesday, and Rob is standing by with his sounds. Take it away, please.
Harvey Weinstein, not a good guy. However, you would think that if he was going to do an online Zoom court hearing, he'd be sort of focused on the task at hand, wouldn't you?
Who knows? He was faking it. He looked like he was on death's door, to be honest with you.
Well, this was a foreshot. I'm not sure how it got out, but it was him talking to his lawyers, and he's not talking about his case. He's excited because he just picked up a new appliance.
Well, I'll tell you, I bought an air fryer, and it's a whole new world.
You
out
like
there.
It?
Oh, I love it.
Do you really? I'm on the fence. I keep saying, should I get one? Should I not get one? I probably should.
I mean, besides just making fries and chicken wings, you can do hamburgers. You can do anything in the thing. It's great.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Was it like George Foreman's or something?
Well, no,
like
George
that?
Foreman's is an actual grill. This is kind of like a convection oven. So you're heating air and you can do something like chicken wings. You can make them without a lot of oil. You just do a little brushing. So you're making healthy fried food.
Healthy fried food.
You know, that's what he's worried about. You listen to this, and you're listening to a monster, and you're listening to a guy, and, you say, well, I mean, that sounds like the guy down the street, and that's the scary part of it. Mm-hmm. The scary part. You'd listen to him in a business meeting. You listen to him in that, and then, when you get him into that other area, like all of these horrible criminals— it's creepy. That creeps me out.
It's weird, though. Yeah, it is. But, Mike, wow. Hamburgers, chicken
it's healthy
wings.
Fried food, right. Mike.
It's healthy. Right. It's healthy. Yeah. But that's that does. Fine. But the thing is about it, it doesn't sound like that was the guy that we saw limping into court. Does
no,
it?
No, he sounds healthy.
He sounds a little vital, doesn't he?
And yep, he's got an
absolutely.
Appetite.
Yeah, probably didn't want that to get out.
No. I like white trash-styled foods. I remember when I attended a funeral in Iowa and we were judging all the Jell-O salads by color. I enjoy stuff like that. However, there's something trending from the Food Network. I'm not familiar with this host. Her name is Molly Yeh, Y-E-H, and she was debuting something called, Mike, a popcorn salad. It's a salad with a sour cream and mayonnaise-based dressing, but instead of lettuce... it's popcorn.
The texture of the popcorn in the salad is so weirdly good. I just can't get enough of it. And then to finish it, I'll top it with my reserved celery leaves and a pile of watercress. And the watercress will add a peppery kick and just a beautiful pop of green on top. See, it looks like you're going to get a salad, but you look underneath and you see a pile of popcorn. That is my kind of salad. I'm going to taste it. And this is a salad that you eat with a spoon. This salad is going to crunch. I mean, crush at our party.
I'm not that big of a popcorn
More
guy.
More like Molly Meh.
Yeah, exactly.
And Stella Molly, yeah.
Is popcorn healthy for you?
Corn is not great for you anyway. Yeah. But it is, to me, it just looked oppressive. I don't understand why anyone would do that.
I think the crunch would be great.
Well, I mean, it's not good for you if you put enough butter on it. That's really where you make it taste good.
That's true. Very true.
It's a buttered. I consider popcorn always have a butter delivery system.
Or, Mike, if you're at a finer movie theater.
To the top, please. What?
Coconut oil is what the fake butter is made of, which is really good for you.
Yeah, ooh. It really sticks.
Yeah, it does.
And your arteries go.
Are you familiar, Oscar, if I were to say to you the phrase, a 7-10 split?
Now, why do I know that? It's bowling.
It is bowling, and that is the two back corner pins.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard spare to pick up if you actually leave them the two of them standing. There is a 18-year-old bowler. His name is Anthony Neuer, and he actually picked up a 7-10 split. Here's the thing. It's only been done on TV a few times.
I knew Anthony's mom.
Oh, really?
Ma Neuer. Thank you. I just had that one. I'm sorry.
That's good.
Did you say his name was Anthony Neuer?
Anthony Neuer.
Yeah. Where's your ma? Ma Neuer.
Ma! Mother!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sidetrack you there.
But you would think bowling on TV, the announcers don't have a lot of occasion to get excited.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a pretty big deal for bowling here.
7-10. Come on, man.
The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling. On TV.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh, he did it! He did it! He did it! He got the 7-10, Randy! He got it!
Wow. Wow.
My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10!
I'm gonna look for this video.
You bet. Oh, man!
It's going to disappoint you because you don't see
the
announcers.
Is this like in the history of television?
In the history of televised bowling.
Because it's not been televised enough. That's why. Like, it's just not a big sport.
But I mean, it's just, is it that incredibly hard?
Well, if you go by their statistics, it's very, very difficult. Yeah. I know, I'm more familiar with duck pin bowling because that's what my grandfather and my family did growing up. And you tend to pick up a 7-10, you want to hit it on the inside so you bounce it over to hit it. But I don't know. Right. But the ginger assassin certainly... Here's the good thing, Mike. Even after he picked up the 7-10, he still lost.
Wait, his nickname's the ginger assassin?
Yeah, and I believe we have an actuality from him. Mike has it.
He picked up the 7-10 split. Split.
Those announcers sound like they needed to relax
a
little
bit. I like their excitement.
Bit. Yes, I did too. Did you realize, split. I don't know if that, God, how long ago was the movie Footloose out? Probably nearly 40 years ago now.
Right.
They've remade it since then.
So I'm not sure this is appropriate behavior for a director. Kevin Bacon had some trouble gearing up for a scene, or actually calming down for a scene.
The thing that made me the most nervous was there's this scene where I go before the town council to plead case. On the day that we were going to start shooting it, for the first time in my life, I broke out in hives. It's never happened to me before. And it was almost like having an alien like moving around my midsection, because it was like one giant welt, and then that went down, and then it moved over here, and that went down, and it really made a complete circle, and it was freaking me out. And the director said to me, "You're just nervous, and here, I'm going to give you a half a Valium." So He gave me drugs, and I calmed down and played the scene, and the hives went away.
I'm not
the
sure
went
that
away
would
with
play.
Valium. Yeah, it's stress-induced hive. I've never gotten that.
But it's wild to think, oh, here, just have some drugs. And I like the way he discounts it, too. So he gave me drugs.
Well,
he
it's probably like $1,000 a minute.
He went away. Yeah. He went away.
Oh, by the way, I mean, in the history of filmmaking, I don't think he's the first guy that's been on camera with a little, you ever notice in movies that sometimes they're just a little too relaxed?
Oh, yeah. They don't know where they are relaxed.
Yeah. But then, Mike, it's not just that.
That's a whole topic. Yeah. We could talk about the movies where you look at them and go, oh, come on, nobody's that calm.
Of course.
Nobody is that calm when the camera's 2 inches from their face.
There's the other direction, too. Like, if you ever see Rodney in the background of Caddyshack.
Oh, my God. Ronnie was like so coked out of his mind.
Couldn't even sit still.
Couldn't stand still. He's just like going, hey, how are you? What's going on?
All right, Oscar, I know you've been dying for me to talk about it. We're going to close today's Digital Dumpster with some talk about blockchain.
Yes.
I have not been tempted to buy an NFT yet, a non-fungible token. But this one, I might be into.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't know anything about this.
Oscar?
It's a digital, we'll talk about it offline.
I'll give it to you in 15 seconds. In a world where you can make a digital copy of anything and distribute it around the world, people are selling the original.
Okay. I think we briefly talked about it before.
Yeah, we talked. Now I know exactly
what you're talking. Is an NFT that for sale from 2007, and I think it might be nice to own this one. Do you remember the name Chris Crocker?
Yeah.
Of course, this is for sale.
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone!
I never get tired of
it. Leave Britney alone! Please!
Right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now. I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now. Leave her alone.
And it can be yours. If the price is right.
Oh,
and it's still up for bidding.
A documentary about how Britney was mistreated.
Exactly.
So Chris Crocker is the
timing
man
is everything.
All about timing. So let's buy that and have it, and that'll be great. That's your digital dumpster. Spin the wheel, Mike.
That's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Blockchain.
Right now.
I mean it.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Mandy.
Mandy.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without thinking. Maddie, you going to make it into work tomorrow?
We'll see. We'll see how I do.
There's a chance of showers, you know.
Right, yeah. I can't risk it.
Pony, are you glad to have Maddie back in the fold?
Oh, absolutely.
That's wonderful. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody. Buy something at Pandora.
Yeah, right now.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
You know, it's hard to get excited about something you've seen every single day for the last 7 years. Dumbasses.